Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Reigns and Edge and a whole new era. Not just on talk radio. Don't you laugh, Marquette. You haven't even introduced and you're stepping all over. Gosh darn laughing. If you could see the video, he can't even bring his face to the video screen. He's a bright red. This, I promised these people. I promised the listeners. I promised the people, Mark, the people. Because this is what that show is. Of the people, for the people, by two people. And then we through the magic. All right, let me start this again. I'm going to reset. We're not, don't stop your podcast. Don't pause us. I am mentally resetting. I am ambiantically, the ambiance is being reset back to where I started with the host of excitement here. I have unbridled excitement here because not only did I, when we left, I said that Mark and I volunteered Mark. Mark and I were going to save X Twitter. And you know, by the way, Mark, quick sidebar, not to get distracted, some media calls it X-Twitter. They picked up on us calling it X-Twitter. It was...
I think you should take credit for
X-Twitter.
It.
You know, people are just going X-Twitter. So, with that same spirit, the way we set the trend there, the way Reigns and Edge pioneered X-Twitter as a handle to reclaim social media for the people, we are reclaiming MySpace.com. I said I was going to come back here and we were going to tell you how we're going to reclaim Twitter. We're reclaiming MySpace.com. I alluded to it. There was the germination of an idea. There was a seed planted deep in my subconscious that we would reclaim MySpace.com for libertarianism, even though I don't care about the libertarianism. I just claim
for MySpace
aggrandizement and self-glory. But I will be happy if it helps you with your libertarianism. I will jump on board and ride your shoulders right up there in the ecosphere of this. I am so darn excited. I don't know if you could tell, Mark, but by the way, I'm Henry Reigns.
And I'm Mark Etch.
And we are changing the world. One social media platform at a time. One decaying social media platform at a time. Elon Musk thought he was killing Twitter. MySpace was already dead. Even Justin Timberlake, who is a lot cooler than Elon Musk, if not quite as rich, couldn't bring back MySpace.com. But we are well on the way right now. Get on board. Be part of the pioneers. It doesn't cost you anything to be part of a movement. And we want you all to have a movement with us. This is a great one. So, Mark, I will catch my breath. I will let you be a part of this great moment. Remember, this, well, I don't want to give away the magic of radio too much, but this is a pre-recorded segment. So at this moment in time, that will become live in a few hours, several hours, over the airwaves. Well... how does it feel, Mark? How does it feel to be part of this?
I just feel like an old person looking at young people's music. I don't know any of these bands. And I feel like the site is, like the news of this site, it's hard to call it news when it's this old.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Some of it's new, but...
have you read those stories about people that come home to their house after they've been away and people are squatting in it? And then they try and get the law enforcement to get the squatters out. And the law enforcement says to the people, we'll have to find a story about this later and relate it to this because we may need to know this stuff future. We're virtual squatters.
That from above the fold, on this website, in the news section, Bikini Kill Detail 2022 Summer Tour. Written by Marissa Whitaker in March 14, 2022. So this isn't, they'll close the run on September 17 in Redmond, Washington, but that's not September 17 in a few days. That's September 17 a year ago.
Perfect time and space.
It's out the fold. I mean, it's not like I went back for this. This is one of...
Mark Zuckerberg wanted to be the master of the metaverse. We are masters of the MySpace first already. Look at this. Now, so, I got ahead of the people a little bit. So, we're going to... I wanted to talk about how we were going to take some of the ideas, and Jeremy and who else helped us last week? Mr. Bly, I forget his... Matthew?
Tony Bly.
And his encouragement, he wanted us to get on Twitter and start doing... We can do some other features besides the weekly show. And, in fact, they may be more groundbreaking, more cutting edge, more bleeding edge, the way we do it, about here.
Well, any news that we put up on this site is actual news, because the earliest story, the most recent story I can find is from early 2023.
Okay.
And there's not a lot of those.
But, I'm going to... So I apologize that I've got to bring myself back down because I'm so euphoric. And what's wrong with you?
It's like you found a treasure as a kid.
It is.
It was just junk.
Oh, you know, some people said it was just an old pots and pan and a spoon that was rusted in the backyard, but it became the leader of the parade right there, boy. So you scoff, but we're going to drag you right back into 1995 with this, and you are going to become a leader of that new era. It's back to the future, Mark.
Yep.
So anyway, Matthew, Jeremy.
1995, when Biden and Trump didn't need diapers.
Way to sidetrack me. Alright. I'm there wanting to tell Jeremy, the voicemail's coming. You lit a fire, that's coming. Matthew, you lit a fire. We were gonna save Twitter. Now we're saving half of the social media universe. And in fact, we're resurrecting part of the social media universe, because it looks that MySpace is officially not breathing. It is flatline here. But let's just go. So I said to Mark, and I said in the previous episode, let's reclaim MySpace since it was so empty. So there was this little germination that I saw, like what Mark just shared with you, that nothing's been going on since 2022. But I did check. It still seems to be active in any way. I wonder if I can play. This won't upset Ian, I don't think. Because I'm not going to really try and play any music. I'm just trying to see if there's any music that plays. Well, that makes sense, right? We're not playing music. We're seeing if music plays. Where's the music? I got the music in me right here. I can't tell if it's playing or not. Here comes the hot stepper. And all right, so it needs a little work here. That could be the podcast. I better go back to home. We're just going to start playing all over in a second. I said, why don't
it looks like we MySpace is trying to be the place for music, and they just gave up.
Yeah, that was Justin Timberlake's idea.
Yeah.
So, all right. We've got... Matthew wanted us to do something on Twitter. I'm going to get the blue check mark. I'm going to cave in to the richest man in the world, and we're going to give him the $8 a month so that we can do some
life. And as a registered Democrat, this has to hurt your feelings.
No.
Okay.
It'd hurt my feelings if you don't fork over your $4.
It's all right. I'll give you $4.
Well, I can spot it to you for a while.
Buy a soda.
We're gonna
change.
Well, when we start charging rent for MySpace.com, what's $4?
Right.
All right. So we got that. We're going to have a Facebook Reigns and Edge page very soon. We've already recounted the distraction of a hurricane and two stray dogs. That's getting resolved. We got, and now we have MySpace.
We need some videos. If we're going to be on MySpace, we need videos.
We're going to have videos on Twitter. X-Twitter.
Okay, that too.
And we can put them up over here too. We can cross-market, Mark.
That's right. We're going to be famous and stuff.
Cross-marketing, Mark. I have a username now. You can have a username. So, by the way, any of you that have gotten so excited by my euphoria and already gone to MySpace.com, my username is Reigns Edge. Not to usurp Mark Edge, but I needed something I could remember for the time being until this is done.
They assigned me Edge Mark as my username, so there you go.
But they did?
Yeah.
You took an assigned username?
No.
You didn't. I see. I figured you'd do Edge Reigns, so you could finally have top billing.
That's a great idea. Should have done that.
I mean, I think you really deserve it, especially in the spot where nobody sees it. So, all right. So what we're doing there also says that we can cross-promote from Facebook. So I'm...
It says that, yes.
Yeah.
It's broken, though.
It's not ironic to me at all that MySpace wants you to use the second oldest social media, the one
right.
That killed it, to cross
verify.
So,
but they seem to have taken the. I mean, this is MySpace resurrected. They seem to have taken the old accounts and just swept them away. I mean, they're just gone. I mean, MySpace was terrible technology back then.
If I find my old profile, I would, but I don't even think I. As old as my Yahoo email was, as people that can go back and listen to last week's podcast can find out, I had an older email than that. I had like a Roadrunner before it became Spectrum Internet email. It was probably. You look like you have a headache, Mark.
No, I'm fine.
Mark's rubbing his furrowed brow. Who's putting those?
I'm just waiting for my opportunity to compare the word spectrum and speculum.
Oh, okay. Well, please do. What is
best I got.
Hey, how about that Spectrum Disney feud? Charter Communications.
No, I don't know anything about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
All right. Okay, so let's just table.
And by the way, your picture is frozen on the camera, so there you go.
Oh, that's not even a very flattering one. But we can... We're almost to halfway through the segment. You can just stare at the sense of, boy, that is a terrible image of me. That can't be me. That looks like I've been out walking dogs and sweating and picking up big piles of poop. And something I haven't done since the last dog. It's been decades. All right. So we're gonna move on here. What I will say is if you can find me on MySpace.com, give me a shout out, DM me, whatever they allow you to do.
Figure it out.
I will find out more. I did not expect to be so far advanced on this.
Right. We're the big excitement over at MySpace.com. Somebody signed up. Poop some new news.
Justin Timberlake is going, what is that disturbance in the force? I feel coolness slipping out of my fingers.
One wonders what he paid for it.
Alright, so anyway, try that. We're working on all this stuff. Progress is being made. The social media universe is being saved. The new, forget the Free State Project, it's the Free MySpace Project.
We're going to go hang out at MySpace.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to figure this thing out.
Listen to music far too young for us.
Let me click on connection, see if there's anything here that tells me something important. So you don't have any connections. Check out the Discover page to connect to people and content that inspire you. So that's where people will go to find us, is the Discover page, which looks much like the other pages. I don't like that foreboding. let's bring Mark up to date on this Spectrum Charter thing. So, Mark, how do you are out of the country right now?
Yes.
I won't geolocate you because
I'm in Honduras.
Elon Musk can see anywhere. Oh darn it! You told him he's got the Starlink satellites all over the place, and he's non-participating while he's participating in a war. All right, so Mark, do you watch any American TV where you are?
No, I don't watch television.
Do you watch any American TV when you're in America?
No, almost never. I mean, sometimes the series, the Marvel series on Disney Plus, I'll watch.
Okay, well that ties in. So yeah. you're a Disney Plus subscriber. That's your story. That you're a subscriber.
Yes.
You're not sharing passwords.
No,
you never do that.
I do have Netflix, and I've watched Ted Lasso. No, that's on Apple TV. Apple TV, Netflix, like everybody. I've got passwords from other people to watch things on, like one show on any given place.
That would be like me saying I watch Disney Plus with my daughter's password. I wouldn't ever say that. And I think we get Netflix somehow, too. I do have my own password to Peacock, though. That's where WWE has their premium live events. They don't call them pay-per-view anymore because you don't pay. You're just part of the Peacock network. And I have, what else do I have?
NBC somehow worked something out with them.
Yes. They pay them a whole heck of a lot of money. It actually saved me money. I get a better deal now that NBC bought it because I pay the same thing. And I get Peacock without commercials, so I get all the other programming on Peacock for free, in my way of looking at it, because I was already paying for the WWE programming. The way the cable TV works, and you don't have cable TV at your mom's house?
Yeah, she has something like that. She has Speculum.
Are you aware that the football season has started, NFL season?
Well, when I look at the calendar, it seems like it would be either like somewhere around preseason.
No, the regular season starts this weekend, and college football season has started.
But the Bucs aren't going to be very good this year. The Buccaneers aren't going to be very good this year.
Well, that's just a fractional part of the bigger conflict that's going on. Even the NFL is only a fractional part of the conflict. It's also the U.S. Open for tennis is going on this past week and this current week. The U.S. Open always comes around Labor Day weekend.
And U.S. Open's hard court, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Way to drop some trivia to make it sound like you're interested.
Well, I am interested in the U.S. Open. Tennis is my favorite sport to watch.
What about pickleball?
Well, it's kind of like tennis, but I'd rather play pickleball.
Okay. All right, so we got that. We got so Disney owns ESPN, ESPN Plus. It owns Disney Plus, naturally. It owns ABC. It owns some other stuff. And the way of course, it owns the regular over the top, as they say, affiliates, the broadcast affiliates, like your ABC affiliate that plays the ABC network stuff, and your local news, et cetera. So they periodically they negotiate the prices that the cable company pays for their programming. So Charter Communications, of which Spectrum is one of its subsidiaries, there's a bunch of regional pieces of Charter Communication that have become amalgamated. So Charter pays for the rights to Disney channels, not Disney Plus, but the Disney channels. There's the regular Disney Channel and the Disney Channel Junior. There's the Disney Channel for a little bit older kids. It pays for ESPN. There's ESPN 1, ESPN 2, and there's about three or four other ones that come in the cable package that you can get. And so that would mean that Monday Night Football, on the U.S. Open, other football, some college football, some very big college football games are carried on ESPN.
All that, it's all basically a Disney product.
Yeah. All that stuff that was going to hit these 2 weeks, the beginning of the college football season, the U.S. Open, beginning of the NFL season, Charters, Disney said, well, we need more money. And Charter said, let me get this straight. We are losing subscribers because they're buying Disney Plus and ESPN Plus and your other streaming services, so they're leaving us. You won't let us sell those services as part of the package to our subscribers, and you want us to pay you more money so you can move more of your better shows to the streaming ones and therefore cause our subscribers to leave you. And the Charter said, how about this? We don't pay you anything. You don't put your programming on our cable system, and we'll see who bends first. And while we're at it, we won't be paying you that money, and we will direct our subscribers to go to Hulu, which we own a piece of, and they can get their stuff streaming, and we'll sell more internet. We'll keep our prices for internet access where they are and not have to raise them to pay you more for your programming that draws our subscribers away.
So it's a digital game of chicken.
Yes. And the other cable systems and other players in the field are waiting, because you have T-Mobile is trying to move into the TV streaming delivery. T-Mobile actually has wireless Wi-Fi, wireless internet, that you have the modem in your house, but it's coming down through the cellular towers. It's
right.
Not the cable. Really, in my opinion, Spectrum probably has a whole bunch of capital costs they're trying to recover, and they don't have the most cost-effective technology, and really not the technology that you would want to expand your infrastructure on like T-Mobile does. Now, there's more to that. It seems like we may have to solve the internet provider and cable industry while we're at it today, now that we've solved MySpace and brought social media back to 1995.
So, is there another decaying company that appears to have no users, but
there are lots of decaying companies that need our help, but they're going to have to wait till after these messages. And Reigns and Edge will be back. Mark Edge, Henry Reigns, changing the world, one decaying industry at a time.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Reigns and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reigns.
I'm Mark Edge.
And we are specialists in reviving decaying industries, moribund industries, dead social media carcasses. And that's why we're here to talk about MySpace.com, which we are done talking about for the moment, but more in the weeks to come as we, like Lazarus, MySpace.com. Even if MySpace.com staggers out of the tomb, wrapped in the burial cloth, it's staggering and it's moving, then you'll know who was responsible for it. And we are.
I gotta say, it's less like Lazarus. It's less like Lazarus and more like Night of the Living Dead. I mean, MySpace has been dead for. They're beginning to decay.
It's less smelly than Lazarus. Because it's just digital. So if you're smelling anything on the revival of MySpace.com, you better look for a fire extinguisher because something's getting hot in your computer or your phone. Okay, and then we're saving. We're not resurrecting. We are saving. It's like we are laying hands upon Twitter, upon ex-Twitter, to revive that. We are enhancing Facebook in times being, and we got a lot on our plate, Mark, but we're up to it. I want you to, yes,
we're here.
Mark is nodding. I've got him. I'm like his Nick Saban to his. So let me be Deion Sanders to my son Shatterer.
I don't know who these people are. I know who Deion Sanders is.
Yeah. But anyway, they had it. Well, if you've been able to watch TV, you would know they had they were the most watched football game on Saturday's college football lineup on the daytime. Florida State had the most watched for the weekend, but they were in prime time. It's interesting that the prime time Coach Prime Time is in the daytime and non prime time is in the prime time. But and the other interesting thing that there are many interesting things about that game, but it's because and I'm bringing this. I'm not changing the subject. This is interrelated with us, Mark. And it's not
talking
interrelated
about
it. Because my parents used to have season tickets when Deion Sanders was a star at Florida State, and they were very.
Your parents had season tickets to Florida State, and you went to University of Florida.
Just for a little while. But I actually went to my first Florida State game when I was in fourth grade. And if you've seen the stadium now, the big bowl, like lots of the big college bowls that hold close to 100,000 people, this had a chain link fence down the sidelines, like a high school stadium. And you could stand there right up next to the chain link fence and be, you know, spitting. I wouldn't recommend it. Be spitting distance from the players on the bench there. It was like a very, it was like a top level high school football team now stadium. Probably bigger. It probably held 30,000 or 40,000 people at that time, but the ends were open, just some bleachers in the end zone. Anyway, I digress. But the point I was making about that is Colorado, the university where, Coach Prime went to, is coaching now, was 1-17 last season. They were the dregs of for a big conference team. His team beat the number 17 or was that LSU? Anyway, they beat a top 10 team. I can't believe I didn't remember the name of who they beat, because it doesn't really matter now, because it's all about Colorado now. But it was 45-24. They were the 3-touchdown underdog, and they beat them 45-24, and had 9 million people watching it on TV. But so they hired Coach Prime, Coach Deion Sanders, to resurrect their program. But he's doing more than resurrecting the program; he's resurrecting the whole university, because on ABC, within the football game, they had a commercial for University of Colorado. And you see that sometimes with these. You know, there'll be whether they're in Florida State or University of Florida, University of Georgia, they get a commercial and they talk about what a great university they are and why every cool university student in the world wants to come there. Well, on this commercial, they go, it's a bunch of quick cuts of like faculty and students and buildings and things like that. And it's like a faculty member at College and University in Colorado. We have prime faculty, and a student comes up. We have prime programs, and we have prime this, and we have prime that. And then the president of the university at the very last quick cut, we have a prime location. So it's prime. They have marketed the whole university, which has 40 or 50,000 students. The university
surrounding
of Colorado is being built on the shoulders of primetime Deion Sanders, the Florida State defensive player that was a star that went on to play both Major League Baseball and the NFL, and then was coaching a historically black college university last season, took the job at Colorado. When he got to Colorado, they had all the players already had. They had like 75 players on scholarship. And in his first address to them, he goes, you all may want to check on the transfer portal, because we got other players coming in that, you know, are, I don't know the exact words, but that are a whole lot better than you, and you guys aren't going to have a scholarship next year. And for now, yeah, I think 60 out of the 75 or 65 out of the 75 are brand new players now. All right, but that
was... Can they just drop... If a university gives somebody a scholarship for sports, can they just go ahead and drop it like that? I mean, that seems... why would you do that? I mean,
I think if you don't...
University...
Make the team.
What's...
If you don't make the team, there's probably something.
Well, I got that, but I mean... It's pretty cruel, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't care. You don't need to be cruel when you do it.
Mr. Soft-hearted. You're the libertarian that's like, the market will solve everything. So what if people get left behind?
No, I'm of the opinion that you should do what you say you're going to do. And if you say you're going to give somebody a scholarship. No, I haven't. And I'll bet you most of the people who signed them haven't either. But
and you can bet if they can screw them, they know they can screw them.
All I'm trying to say is that it doesn't cost a university much to educate a kid. Like, there's just not much cost to it. If there's one fewer kid in, junior level science or whatever, pardon me if I don't know all the terminology, that it doesn't make a difference. Like, there's not...
The margin,
so it's basically free.
One more student in a 50,000 person university is not great.
Right. So just go ahead and honor the commitment. Well, give them the education.
I don't know that they didn't honor the academic part. They're okay. Just, you aren't going to be on the team.
You're not on the team.
Compared to the guys that are coming in. And okay. So if you want to be on a team, you better look elsewhere.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
You know who you are. the five or six that stayed, they knew who they were, and they would probably fit in there. But
they probably got lucky.
And which brings us to name, image, likeness. You've been following that story, of course, right?
Name, image, likeness compensation
that college students can get.
Yeah.
Now, some states are already writing the laws for high school students to get.
Mm-hmm.
What
about coaches that have universities that rebrand themselves with their image and brand?
I'm doing just fine with his deal. Don't worry about
that. I bet he is.
Not him. He knows what he's doing. And he reads the contract, or he has the right people read the contract for him.
He has the right people read the contract, yes.
Yeah. But that means, a lot of these high schools here, and especially in our part of Florida, in the large urban parts of Florida, the high school football programs, and right here locally, again, hyperlocal, IMG Academy pulls the best talents in multiple sports from all around the country. They have three football teams.
All around the world.
Three high school football teams at IMG Academy. It's a high school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
But, yeah.
They have a team for your level. And then, people aspire to be on the best team, but they have their own farm team.
They have a farm team for their farm team.
But so there's already people scouting. Here they call it Wildcats football. It's like Little League for football.
Yeah.
They have high school coaches scouting the kids that are grammar school and middle school age, so they're playing in these and trying to get them to use school choice to come to their school, their high school. Now, if they can actually...
Well, IMG's like $60,000 a year, so they're giving
you're good enough.
Scholarships like that.
Yeah.
If you're good enough, right?
Right. And now think if you can get they're not going to get $1 million like some college players are now. But can you imagine if mom and dad can both get a new car and, the $20,000 for your college fund and stuff from name, image, likeness to get you to go to a particular high school?
Nice.
That's a business that someone that had some expertise should start working on building. But I believe probably IMG has their own arm's length company that will do that for you. All right, so that all started with how we were going to resurrect moribund social media companies or social media platforms. The companies, I don't know. We'll see what they do. We will do that.
Forced leverage buyouts.
You know who can't be bought out by leverage?
Musk?
Dash. I don't think they can because
it's
a decentralized autonomous organization, I believe. Tell me if I'd misstate anything.
No.
It would take a
majority
vote to sell out. Not that there's anything to sell out because Dash is Dash. And I don't know what you would sell out, but if spiritually they sold out, they'd still have to have a majority vote of all the spirituality of the decentralized autonomous organization. So let's hear.
I participated in these votes, so I know.
Well, good. And I hope you've held on to your spirituality, at least the part that helps us. And but let's hear a little bit more about Dash right now. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. Heard from Dash. And we're back on this. So let's talk about Elon Musk. Unless you want to have something more about resurrections or renovations or restorations or fixer-uppers. We're in social media fixer-upper business.
I guess my question would be this, are we going to keep an eye on this whole Disney versus Peacock debate that's going on? Because I'm curious now as to who's going to win.
You're trying to refer to something I actually talked about. So, yes, that what's going to happen is I think the great beneficiary of this is YouTube TV because they have a heck of a sports package. They have all the things that a cable package has, and they're cheaper, unlimited DVR. So at the pickleball courts, it was the talk of pickleball on Monday, people that had tried to watch the U.S. Open or tried to watch football. And they couldn't subscribe to YouTube TV fast enough. And so once you actually see, where I live, the homeowners association, as part of our homeowners association fee, we get, Spectrum internet and cable. So it doesn't, it costs money somehow, but our HOA fee is going to be the same regardless. Whatever is coming through the, and we just got I guess our HOA negotiators were tough because we just got an expanded sports package. We still don't have the stuff that isn't on Spectrum right now. But I've had Google TV, YouTube TV, for I think since 2018. So I didn't want to give up on that. But that's what will happen. It'll shake itself out. The market is smart, Mark. It finds the equilibrium point. Someday I'll talk to you about markets. And
it's little magic finger.
the magic fingers. Do they still have fingers in a hotel room?
I don't think so, and you probably don't want to stay at a hotel room that does.
All right. We were talking about social media. Let's talk about Elon Musk because it all ties in. We're saving ex-Twitter for him, and this is what he does to undermine us. We're doing our part, and he's just shooting himself in the foot, shooting his ex-Twitter in its digital feed, and probably other parts of its digital body too. Ex-owner Elon Musk is threatening to sue the Anti-Defamation League for defamation, claiming the nonprofit organization's statements about rising hate speech on the social media platform have torpedoed X's advertising revenue. In a post on X, formerly known as Twitter. See, they're not with it like us, but I just say on X Twitter. Musk said U.S. advertising revenue is, quote, still down 60%. Saying,
no, I think he said it went down as far as 60% and it's slowly clawing its way back.
Well, I don't know if who did I get this from? If CNN, I know people are skeptical, but this is the quote, and since it's written on X Twitter, it should be easy to quote and not misquote. And
well, what's the date?
Mark, still down 60%, primarily due to pressure on advertisers by at ADL, Anti-Defamation League. And parentheses, that's what advertisers tell us. So they almost succeeded in killing X/Twitter. So Elon Musk has even copied us by calling it X Twitter, where CNN hasn't caught up to us and is calling it X, formerly known as Twitter. If he just would take a step back, Elon. Take a step back. Let us have the wheel. Musk also claimed that since he took the platform over in October 2022, so it's not even October 20, so it's 60% drop in less than a year. Scoot over,
it's
Lazarus.
A deal. Yeah.
Roll over, Lazarus. I think that might be a spiritual somewhere. The ADL, quote, has been trying to kill this platform by falsely accusing it and me of being anti-Semitic. You know, I don't know.
Well, I think that ADL probably has an easy time convincing anybody who's not paying attention to Twitter that Elon Musk is anti-Semitic, because they kind of have they carry the baton in that way.
And they have some data not to show that he's anti-Semitic. I don't think they've made that statement. They've said the platform has become anti-Semitic or a home for anti-Semitic.
Well, how can I quote?
Well, you know, just let me take this at face value first.
Yeah.
I've been trying to kill this platform by falsely accusing it and me of being anti-Semitic. To clear our platform's name on the matter of anti-Semitism, it looks like we have no choice but to file a defamation lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League, .. Oh, the irony. End of parenthesis.
Well, it's funny.
Now,
didn't they kick the U.S. back off for having some symbol of some organization? I can't remember what it was, but there were a bunch of kooks that killed themselves because a comet came by. There's a stylized swastika kind of hidden in it. I mean, it seems like they're, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that much about it. I don't see a lot of anti-Jewish stuff.
Oh. Well, how much are you on Twitter?
Every day.
Really?
How much time? Not much.
Okay. All right. This is what I will say to agree with you to a certain point. I do agree. There's a saying, never try and change the opinion of someone whose livelihood depends on it. The Anti-Defamation League exists to protect the Jewish people from being defamed and picked on. So if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So they are going to find it where other people may not find it. But on the other hand, they may be really good at really finding it. This is what they said. ADL is unsurprised yet undeterred that anti-Semites, white supremacists, conspiracy theorists, and other trolls have launched a coordinated attack on our organization. This is referred to the hashtag #BanTheADL. This type of thing is nothing new. The Center for Countering Digital Hate, again, similar organization, said the volume of hate speech on the website has grown dramatically under Musk's stewardship. Now, this is how they measured it, because this is sort of important on how they actually determined this. The CCDH found the daily use of the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the N-word. Why don't we just say the most common slur for black people? Why do we create the N-word like it's going to catch on fire? Is triple...
Well, I guess that at some point another slur could rise up and then you would be confused.
Well, no, I think it's the most common slur. When there's a more common one, we can revisit this. Anyway, under Musk is triple the 2022 average.
Who's allowed to use it and who's not?
All right. This will be continuing. You know, since it's going to take us more than one episode to say X Twitter. But let me just finish the data here. So the use of slurs against gay men and trans persons are up 58% and 62%, respectively. The ADL said in a separate report, increase in management. We'll go deeper into this. This is important as we try and save the platform for the better. As long as MySpace.com and all the other things that we are going to do to make the world a better place for the people. I do want to say here that I personally have some follower. I followed some conservative sites and more left-leaning sites, and actually a lot of sports and other kind of sites. And since Elon Musk has taken over, I get fed a lot of unsolicited stuff from right-wing sites that I'm not sure why, because it didn't happen before that. Mark, you got 10 seconds for any last word?
Thanks, everybody. But we're going to save MySpace. A friend of mine wrote a book, and I'm going to read an ad for it. Are you ready to explore a groundbreaking alternative to traditional state structures? Discover Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State by Calvin Duke, available now on Amazon in three formats. Don't miss the chance to explore this well-researched masterpiece, available in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine read the audiobook, too. It's not the best audio, but hey, you know, it's easier than reading. And that's available on Amazon. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State, is a must-read for those seeking a new perspective on governance, efficiency, and individual freedom. You grab your copy today and be part of the conversation that challenges the status quo and changes libertarianism forever. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State, available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. Get yours today and explore a future beyond convention. Entrepreneurial Communities, an Alternative to the State by Calvin Duke.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.